Blog Talk Radio. everyone. Good evening. How are you on this evening? I am so excited with what God is going to do on tonight. He has Dr. Wright in the place of praise, in the place of giving him all the honor. Dr. Wright is in a position where we're going to be able to enjoy a praise report that she's going to share with us. But she's also going to release the word on tonight so that God could just get the glory. You know, the word of God said that it's a season for everything, and this is a season of praise. We've given God his most holiest and honest praise what we can give him. This is a season of I trust God. I'm going to say that again. Let me make sure the volume on my phone is up. I trust God. This is the season that we're in. This is the beginning of, in the natural, of the holiday season. We just celebrated last month, Juneteenth Day, that they have released in the America for us to remember the day of freedom for the slave time. Yesterday we celebrated the Independence Day, as well as is carried over today of America's Independence Day from England. But today we are going to celebrate with the woman of God, because God has released her in the natural as well as the spirit. She's going to be joining us by Facebook Live. So I will be sharing her service through Blog Talk, through the landline phone, so that we don't miss it. But for those that want to stay on the Blog Talk and listen, that's awesome too, because God's word is going to get out tonight. God's praise is going to go up tonight. So I just want you all to touch and agree with us, touch and agree with the woman of God on tonight. We want to support her in every way. We want to support her in the natural. We want to touch and agree and support her in the spirit, because how do you know when you're being blessed? You know when you're being blessed. You begin to say things like, oh, my God. God, I can't believe. God, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I wasn't expecting this. Oh, my God, it came through. There's so many things we could say when we know that God is blessing. This is the season of praise. This is the season of a window being open to pour you out of praise that you won't have room to receive. Yes, I said pour you out of praise, because we know that when we receive God's blessings, we begin to praise him. I know I begin to praise uncontrollably. I hope you do too. We begin to praise God when he releases his blessings over us. So get ready for your window to be open, because God is pouring out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive, but I want you to throw up a praise that's going to make God blush. I want you to throw up a praise that's going to make God blush, because he's going to be able to sit back and say, look at my child, look at my sons and my daughters. Ah, we know that God loves us. He loves us beyond ourselves. He loves us when we don't even know how to love ourselves. I just want to say, God, I thank you for what you're doing in my season right now. I want to thank you for what you're doing in my family right now. Because God is a God that says, if I be for you, I'm more than a world against you. So would you all touch and agree with me right now in prayer? Father God, we come before you, God, with our hands held high, and our mouth open, saying, forgive me, O Lord, for everything I said and did that did not honor you. Forgive me, O Lord, for inviting you in on the middle or the end. I didn't invite you at the beginning. Forgive me, O Lord, for half walking this thing I call salvation or walk. Forgive me, O Lord. God, I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for being a God of another chance and another and another. God, I thank you for not throwing the towel in on me. I thank you for not forgetting about me. God, I thank you. I thank you for another day with your breath in my body. God, I thank you for giving me common sense. God, I thank you for the ability to move around. God, I thank you for the ability to stand on your word and trust you. Trust you with everything in me, oh God. I trust you, oh Lord. God, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, oh Lord. We're making this prayer personal. I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, oh Lord. God, I was told on last week, when the weak say I'm weak, speak I'm strong. When the weak say I'm weak, speak I'm strong. When the weak say that I'm discouraged, speak God is encouraging me. That I know without him I can do nothing, but with him I can do everything. Start speaking his word over your life. God, I'm just speaking your word over my life, over my family life, over my job life, over this ministry. God, without you, we could do nothing. We thank you for everything you're doing, oh God. Thank you for everything you're going to do. For God, we love you. We love you with our whole heart. We ask you to bless America. We ask you to bless our neighborhood. We ask you to bless our police department. God, we even ask you to bless our leaders. Even when we don't think that they know what to do, we know that they know what to do, God. We just ask you to open up their hearts to let you back in, that you will give them the mind of and the heart for the people. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for opening that door that no man can close. We thank you for closing that door that no man can open. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. It's permanent. It's permanent, oh Lord. We thank you for building us up. We thank you for building up our mind. We thank you for your strength, oh God. We thank you for just everything you do. God, I've been hearing the song of my spirit. To God be the glory. God, we're giving you all the glory. We're giving you all the honor. And we're giving you the praise because we're trusting you. Because of the shift that's in the spirit realm and the shift that's in the atmosphere. God, we're trusting you. We're grabbing a hold. We're holding on, God, because we don't want to miss your shift. We don't want to miss what you're doing, oh God. Yes, God, have your way in our life. For those of us that says yes, God, we continue to say yes. For those of us that's learning how to say yes, God, make it permanent in our spirit. Make it permanent in our soul. Make it permanent in our heart. Make it permanent in our life. God, we don't want to go back. We will not be like Israel, oh Lord. We will not go back to the old because we're getting scared of what we see. God, thank you for the next level. Thank you for the next place. Thank you, oh Lord, for what you're doing, for what you've done did. Yes, I said it, done did. Because he done did it again. God has opened up a window of blessings, of healing, of strength, of restoration. God has opened up a window that we don't have room enough to receive. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Yes, my God. Thank you. I'm going to let you all let's say amen so you can hear Dr. Wright.
Where the host is Sheila Kaiser, Sylvia Kaiser. I call her Renee, I'm sorry. To Sylvia Kaiser and but Apostle Alexis Sylvia Kaiser is actually has spearheaded the ministry of Law Talk Radio for so many years now. I can't even remember. It's been so long. They have been so faithful a lot of times. Their sister named Sheila. She is also on board. Minister Margo, Tricia, so many. There are so many other amazing ministry gifts that show up on this platform. But there will be a simultaneous broadcast whenever we can manage that, where we'll be Facebook Live, and then those that are on Blog Talk Radio can listen as well. So we're going to share on behalf of those that love the Lord, and that would be me. Hallelujah. If I was not saved, no matter what I was doing, I would get saved. Hallelujah. It's a way to transform your life. It's a way to get some questions answered. It's a way to get some footing and live in a fulfilled place. It's a way to learn to love the God who made you. It's a way to reconnect to that eternal purpose. If I was not saved, my goodness, I would get saved. Hallelujah. God, I wouldn't waste another minute trying to fix the unfixable and trying to solve the unsolvable without this distinct assistance of Holy Spirit, who comes in like a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. He'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. And so if I was not saved, hallelujah, glory, I would get saved, and I would lock myself in a Bible-believing, doctrinally sound place of fellowship, hallelujah, and I would learn of my Creator. I would learn of how amazing he is. I would learn of how unsearchable he is. I would learn of how such a provider he is. I would learn of what a friend he is. I would learn of his comfort. I would learn of his increase. I would learn of his blessings. I would learn of his plans. I would learn of purpose. I would lock myself into a place that would teach me about relationship, and then I would grow in God. If I was not saved, hallelujah, I would stop the broadcast, come back and watch it later, and go get saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's nothing like our life in him. There's nothing like being affirmed in God. There's nothing like knowing in whom I have believed. There's nothing like having an understanding that only God can give us. It's nothing like being those that can make progress. The Bible says in difficult times, it's nothing like having feet that are like hinds feet. It's nothing like looking at distress and seeing hope. There's nothing like looking at dry bones and speaking to them until they come back into their place. If I was not, hallelujah, if I was not saved, I would get shown up. My God,
amen.
I would get shown up saved. I would get saved. I would get born again. I would do what the Bible says. I would lock myself into a place of faith, and then I would learn of the God of my salvation. If I was not saved, somebody needs to get saved today. Y'all, that's locked inside my belly. Listen, let me tell you something. There is a promise of eternal life. But there is also a promise for us here in this realm. God did not send us into this realm. He did not bring us from eternity into this realm so that we can sit on the side of the bed waiting to get back to eternity. Mm-hmm. There is purpose for you here.
Yes.
There is an assignment for you here. Your voice is needed here. There's a piece of the king's agenda that only you can move, sir.
Yes.
And God wants you to get saved. There's a plan and a purpose in the kingdom that only you can say, and God wants you to get saved. He wants to invest himself in you at another level. He wants to reside in you by your permission. He
yeah.
wants to be able to have you open your mouth and he speak. He wants to have you touch someone and they feel his love. Oh
yeah.
my God, there's somebody.
Yeah.
God just wants you to get saved. He wants you to trust him with everything you've got. He wants you to believe him for exactly who he said he already is. He wants you to resolve that there is only one God,
oh,
and it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is calling for your salvation.
Yeah.
nothing like God serving you and showing up with his presence and filling you with that is unquenched, that is quenched, that is satisfying. There's nothing like being satisfied by God. There is nothing like that takes away the yearning and takes away the longing and answers your question and builds your confidence and affirms you and resolves you and makes and plants your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing like serving God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. God is a wonderful God. God is a good God. He's a loving Father. God is a wonderful King. He loves us with an everlasting love.
Hallelujah.
He's the God that never leaves.
Mm.
He never forsakes. He doesn't betray. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. God is calling, oh my God, for us to go into the marketplace and to be who he said he was in us, and to speak what he would have us to speak. You don't have to be in a church. You can say what God says in the grocery store. You can say what God says in the laundromat.
Yeah.
You can say what God says in the gas station.
Yeah.
We are to be, hallelujah, glory to God, who he already said he is. God's looking for another level of surrender from us. He's already done his part. He already finished it. His authority is already clear. And God is calling for another place. He's calling for another level of surrender from you, ma'am. We go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. It doesn't mean we have to keep getting saved. There is a one-time surrender of salvation, but many deliverances, many times that God brings us insight, many times that God brings us to a place of truth, many times that God visits us, many times that God answers us. There are many places in God, many levels of promotion, many levels of correction.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So in salvation, we go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. But if I wasn't saved at all, if I didn't know him in the pardon of my sin, if I hadn't confessed that he and sent his son, there be redemption for us that died and then rose again to demonstrate his authority over everything in this realm. If I had not invited him by my own will and volition into my life to be my master and my king, I would be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn with me. Go ahead and get a sword. Pull it up on your phone. Google Romans 12. Find your way to the word. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. But I promise you, hallelujah, glory to God, you want to lay the word of truth on a heart that surrendered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to lay the word of deliverance on a heart that surrendered.
Yes.
On a vessel that's made the confession and say, God, you are the only God. You are the only living God. The God I'll serve. Come into my life. Take over. Be the one that leads me and guides me through every place of my life.
Yes.
Oh, be the captain of my ship. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Find your way into Romans 12. Romans chapter 12.
Yes.
If you would, I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. You know that we, hallelujah, we are mantled, hallelujah, as a prophetic teaching gift in the kingdom, and under the king's dominion, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that has given us dominion in this realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are mantled as a prophetic gift, a prophetic voice with a teaching gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By way of that gifting, by way of that assignment, God allows us to make the word of God practical. That's what teachers do, if you think about it. They're teaching you the alphabet in kindergarten, but they give you very small, palatable bites, enough that a five-year-old can get it. And then he looks up, and he knows all the letters. And before he knows it, he understands how to string them all together. And before he's aware of it, he knows all the months of the year, because she's broken what would be an overwhelming task down into bite-sized bites. to unlock the mysteries, the revelations of the kingdom that hold us in doctrinal soundness. And the teaching gift in that realm can then break those things down. Hallelujah. And so in this space, we have been speaking about the recovery. We've been speaking about it for about 3 years now in a lot of different ways, because that is the area that God has given us for this season. And wouldn't it be fitting that we would start talking about recovery even before a situation hit the globe that required us to have recovery strategies? Enemies like God to get ahead of a season that we had no idea was coming. From my understanding, the presidents, they have intel. And so the Obama administration had prepared for it, but it didn't come during his time. And so when he handed the mantle over to the 45th president, he handed him the guidebook and said, look, something's coming. And so this is everything you should do, along with anything you want to add, but we've laid this out. Because even in the natural, when something tragic's coming, those that are in charge are usually not caught off guard.
Right.
And don't you know that God's not caught off guard? Even when your marriage fails, and even when you go into work on Monday and they fired you on Friday, and even when your daughter's saying everything you've taught her not to say and going everywhere, you showed her not to go, and even when your son's doing everything God has told you he would never stay in, God is always ahead of all of these situations. And so he is not only the God that provides and the God that teaches and the God that loves, but he's the God that will show us how to recover, because the Bible says life is going to happen. Somebody say to every man, Lord have mercy. Do you know that if you're saved, life's going to happen? If you're not saved, life's going to happen. If you live in Asia, life's going to happen. If you live in Africa, because the Bible said life is going to happen to every man. Disappointment and wonderful celebration, amazing highs and devastating lows. Life,
come on, woman,
life is going to happen. Oh, my God, the one that you thought would never betray you, betrayed you so bad and you had to recover. You never thought your sister would marry your husband. And so then you find yourself having to recover. You never got married to get a divorce. And so right about now you find yourself, somebody say, having to recover. You never expected five and six and seven family members to pass away in a 24-month window. And you're finding yourself having, somebody say, to recover. Because God is the God of provision and the God of creativity and the God of increase and the God of wonderfulness and the God of purpose and the God of the assignment. And somebody say, he's the God. He's the God of the recovery. Don't count him out when things are not going any way you have expected them. Don't count him out when the God has made a promise and that's the exact day everything went crazy. Don't count him out as the God. Even if you've had a nervous breakdown, don't count him out. Because he's the God. Somebody say, my Lord, he's the God.
He's the God.
The recovery. Going up to Romans 12. Hallelujah, glory to God. You all have ministered for Romans 12, I don't know how many times, because there are certain things that are so foundational for our life in Christ. And as God was building my foundation, hallelujah, he took me to Romans 12 and would continually reiterate to me that, Serena, if I ask you for everything, if it was only your reasonable service to give it to me, that's just how good I am. That's just how wonderful I am. You don't get extra points for selling out. You don't get extra credit for not compromising with the world. You don't get extra credit for living a chaste life. This is what I've called you to. I've called you to trust me completely. I've called you to give me everything. And then let me add more than you could ask or even think. I've studied from Romans
times, 12, countless numbers of times. I've wept over the pages. You all, I'm just being, I had to get a new Bible because I had rubbed the ink off of my Romans 12 in my desire to find myself enjoying the sacrifice that God was asking me for. I just want to be clear that God is a gentleman and he asks. Now, I do want you to do it, but I don't want you to get lifted up once you do. God asks us to give him more. He asks us to give him everything. He asks us to find the thing that means the most to us and give it to him. He asks us. And in my quest to answer yes, I wept over Romans 12 many times. Hallelujah. 12, 1 and 2. Have taken me. Somebody say everywhere. I want it to be. But today we're looking at verse 12. Romans 12, verse 12. We're looking at Romans 12, verse 12.
All right.
And so when God put on my heart to explain that he's the God of the recovery, then every scripture that he's been giving me, I'm like, God, are we still talking about recovery? Because, you know, I don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss my moment. I don't want to miss you. You know, I don't want to get an assignment. Do you know that it's so important? Holy Spirit's talking so good that if God gives you an assignment, that you keep checking in, that you keep your heart surrendered. Because I know for a fact God told me to talk about the God of the recovery. I know for a fact God took me, and as he began to teach me about recovery and how he was and the character of the recovery God and the character that the recovery must take and how to recover and what it would require to recover, I know God told me that. But don't you know I check in every time. I check in every morning. I check in before I answer a question because God will switch that thing on you.
Yes, he will.
Oh, I'm in the Bible.
Yes, he will.
Don't you know he told Abraham, kill Isaac. Oh, but if you don't keep checking in, you're going to kill it. When it was a ram in the bush, I'm trying to get you to understand. Don't get beside your wonderful self just because God gave you an assignment. Don't get beside your amazing self, sis. You need to go back and check with God. Don't get beside your revelatory self, sir, because God did give you that. And today he's telling you, come back and check. Because you're about to kill your Isaac, and I've got a ram in the bush. You get in beside your amazing self. Oh, somebody said, check in. You got a following, and everybody's liking your videos, so you don't check in. Somebody said, check in. Oh, my God, don't mind check in with God. Don't check your own insight. Don't check your own calendar. Don't check your own plans. Check in with God. Somebody say check in. So recovery. Hallelujah. Romans 12, verse 12. It reads like this in the Amplified. It says, rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Again, it says, rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation and be constant in prayer. I said, oh, okay, be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. I said, okay, God, we're still talking about recovery. Because let me tell you, the way that we approach the situation that we have to recover from, if I haven't learned anything, that the approach to the situation, somebody say, is the recovery. Lord, have mercy. Holy Spirit's talking louder than y'all saying something. Do you know the approach? Do you know the approach to the tribulation is the beginning of your recovery? You can be standing smack dab in the middle of a divorce with your heart so filled with compassion, with your heart so prepared to forgive, with your plan in place to release the people that betrayed you. Do you know that the way you approach your tribulation, somebody say that is is your recovery.
That is
your recovery. Be steadfast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be steadfast and be patient. He said, be steadfast and be patient. But I do understand also that God's wisdom, because let me tell you something, if life hits you hard enough, you will be mad at everything and everybody.
Mm.
You will say, I took all I'm going to take. I ain't taking no more. I ain't going to wait on you, and I ain't going to wait on you. Let me tell you, if you haven't been there, I'm glad you haven't. Because, God, that means life haven't hit you hard like that yet. Because pain, somebody say pain will move you. But God is saying, let me tell you something. You may have a difficult season. You may be in it or one is approaching. But be steadfast. Even though the waves are going to come and try to knock you clean off your feet, stand. Stand even in the pain. Lord have mercy. Stand in it, sis. I know your heart is not breaking, it's broken. And some of you, your heart is shattered. But do you know you can still be steadfast? You can be so determined that, yeah, you're standing here right now. And life has done everything but what God told you. But you can still be determined. You can still be determined to celebrate your God. You can still be determined to think a right thought. Mm. You can still be determined to praise God because it's 6:01. And do it 59 times until it becomes 6:02. You can still be steadfast. You can still be steadfast, sir. I don't care how she's acting. I don't care what they call you. I don't care what he said. You better be steadfast in tribulation. Somebody say, because that is your recovery.
That is your recovery.
If you don't let what they say move you, you are already recovering. If you don't let what they call you move you, you're already recovering. The Bible said, be steadfast.
Yeah.
He said, go ahead. Let them blow. Let the winds blow. Let the dogs bark. Let them try to oppress you. Let them try to move you. But don't you know that the way you approach your tribulation, somebody say that is your recovery.
Don't you know
if it can't knock you down, they can gain advantage over you.
If you continue to stand
and having done all to stand, just keep standing there. Don't you know that is faith? Don't you know that is believing? Don't you know that is trusting? Anytime somebody walk up on you and they're being racist and biased and discriminating, they're hating you and you're returning steadfastness. Don't you know you're recovering? Don't you know that means the plan's not working? Don't you know that the enemy's strategies are not advancing against you? Don't you know it's because you're not ignorant, you're not retaliating? Let me tell you something, steadfastness in the face of your tribulation, somebody say that is your recovery.
Why are they doing it?
They're trying to get you to react. They're trying to get you to flip out. Oh, my God, Holy Spirit's talking real good. They're trying to give you a piece of their mind that you don't have to spare. They're trying to get you to come out of that place. Because 3 weeks ago, you was talking about praise God. I believe God would come or would go. They're trying to get you to unbelieve him. They're trying to put pressure on your testimony. Oh, my God. God, but if you remain steadfast, my God, hallelujah. As soon as it starts happening, you make the decision to be determined. As soon as they start talking, you make the decision, I don't have nothing to say. As soon as somebody come tell you the gossip they said about you, and you return with steadfastness and say, I'm going to trust God to handle that. You don't say it, but your steadfastness is delivering the message like never before. Let me tell you something. As soon as it rises up, glory. Let me tell you something. This woman of God on here right now, Laura Stanford, hit her page. Some people are playing, and some people mean God all the way. She is a blessing to the kingdom. She's got an amazing testimony. She declares the word of the God without compromising. And I bet you if you hit her page, she won't be talking about being steadfast. You better stand right there. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. Do you know steadfastness in the face of tribulation is recovery? That's how you demonstrate your faith. That's how they know that you're the light. That's how they know that their plans against you won't prosper. They know that their weapon came and they formed it and they swung it and they set it, but it didn't prosper. Step I came
on.
To work determined. I came to the laundromat determined. I left my house deciding, no matter what happens in this day, I'm going to believe God. Do
believe
you
God.
Know
I
that an
God.
Offense is the best defense?
Mm.
The NFL got that from the Bible.
Mm.
Because he said, while you in tribulation, while they think they're advancing against you, just stand there. Don't you dare move. Continue to declare everything God said about that daughter. I don't care if she make her face so short it's invisible. I don't care if she talking so nasty that you go and wash your own mouth out. Continue to declare the word of the Lord. Continue to declare it. Your husband smell like every woman that live on your block.
Mm.
But as soon as he come in, say, you the man of God told me you were. Oh, my God, be steadfast in your tribulation. That is your recovery. Don't you know that an unbelieving husband is sanctified by a believing wife?
Yes, that's the word.
Oh, my God, because she stood. She did what God said. Somebody's saying she recovered. She recovered that God gave to her. I know y'all. I already know. Don't DM me. Everybody that's having a situation in their marriage shouldn't be canceled. Everybody that's racist and bigoted shouldn't be canceled. And y'all hear me real good. Yes, Lord. Let me tell you something. If you're going to cancel everybody, and if you're going to block everybody, then who you going to speak to? Oh, I know you're going to love the lovable and hate the hateable. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord.
Flip it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. There are some of us that God is saying stand right there and recover that relationship. I'm talking about with that boss that hates you. Recover it. With the one that's gossiping and talking about you. Recover that relationship. Don't say nothing back about what they said. Don't say nothing back to them. Just be steadfast and unmovable.
Yeah.
Somebody say be steadfast.
The
Bible say be steadfast and patient. Lord have mercy. If you look up patient, y'all look up patient, almost passed out. I know all of you scholars and geniuses already know what it meant. I looked it up. The Bible says, the dictionary said, he said, the Bible says be patient in tribulation. In patient definition said, able to accept, tolerate, delay problems, suffering without becoming annoyed and anxious. Lord have mercy. Lord, he said being able to tolerate, delay, Lord, adversity without becoming annoyed and anxious. Don't you know that they're doing it to rock you from your patient place? They're doing it to throw you off your game, sir. That's why you gotta be steadfast and patient. That is your recovery. It said, Lord, I Googled it. It said patient. Lord have mercy. Able to accept and tolerate delayed problems and suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Somebody say be patient. Be patient.
Be patient.
Be patient with that girl. Be patient with that supervisor. Be patient with that neighbor. Be patient with your wife. Be patient with your husband. Somebody say be patient.
Be patient.
Do you
be
know
patient.
That God already had that in mind? Don't you know God knew where he planted you? God said apply there. God said go there. God said it. So all you got to do when tribulation comes, somebody say be steadfast and be patient. Oh, yes, steadfast means determined, unmovable, resolved. I've already decided. And the Bible says be steadfast and be patient. I looked up steadfast. It talks about a resoluteness, a predetermined decision. Y'all hear Holy Spirit today. Do you know that if you're steadfast and patient in your tribulation, you're already recovering? If you're steadfast and patient in your mess, you're already recovering. If you're steadfast and patient with that boy who won't do nothing you say, do you know you've already recovered him from the hand of the adversary? Do you know if you're steadfast and you're patient and you're not annoyed by the delay? Lord have mercy. Do you know delay is annoying? Jesus, help us on here.
My God.
If you go to McDonald's, they call it fast food. Right around that 7th minute, you touching annoyed. Y'all don't want to hear nothing I'm saying. been in suffering and tribulation. I said, okay, be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. But let me tell you how wonderful God is, because he never wants us to rely on our intellect. So he told us how to do it with the first and third sentence. He said, rejoice in hope. Exalt in hope. Pray constantly. Y'all, send me an offering. He said, rejoice in hope. Exalt in hope. And pray constantly. I said, okay, thank you. I said, so you're saying, God, when I'm in McDonald's, got to go clean off about my Big Mac. That's because I'm not praying. And I'm not hopeful that things are going to come on and be fast. So I'm getting to that impatient place. And the tribulation of waiting for my food is about to make me have to start over. But if you want to know exactly how to recover anything God's told you, sir, anything God's told you, ma'am, God said righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you've had about 12 months of disappointment. You have had life hit you with things that are unthinkable. And you're sitting here saying, how in the world? I don't want to talk about no dumb sandwich. Come on, sis. If you're going to get real, get real. You said, God, life didn't hit me with the unthinkable. The landscape of my life doesn't even look like it did 13 months ago. I have lost double-digit family members in the last 18 months. I am feeding my family by the grace of God because I lost my job and my home. We're sleeping on the floor of my sister. And you want to listen, let me tell you something. God sees you. And God knows. God sees you. And God knows. The level of the recovery is not have anything to do with the world. Do you know you can still be steadfast? You can still have patience. Don't get annoyed. I know you thought as soon as you heard God that you'd be done by now, sir. When you heard God and you know you heard him, miss, you know you've heard a woman of God. You know what God told you about that man. You know what God told you about your career. You know what God told you about how to move the kingdom into the marketplace. Don't you dare get annoyed. It doesn't matter what they're doing. It doesn't matter what they're saying. Do you know discrimination cannot hold a ticket to this word? Be steadfast. Make a predetermined decision. I'm going to believe God. Be steadfast and be patient. The Google said patient means that you accept delay without becoming anxious or annoying. I don't have nothing to say because I'm praying. Let me tell you something, I'm praying. That's why I ain't saying nothing. They say, ma'am, is this your sandwich? I can't open my mouth because I'm praying. You go and pick your son up from the local prison. And they say, Miss Jones, is this your son? You can't do nothing but raise your hand because you're praying. You're not impatient. You're being steadfast because you've got to recover him from a life of drug selling. You've got to recover her from a life of fornication. You've got to recover him. You don't even know Mr. Schakowsky, but God sent you there to recover him from a racist mindset. Y'all don't hear Holy Spirit in here. Don't you know your presence in office brought him recovery? Don't you know? That's why you got that job. That's why your neighbor is as low down as she is, because she moved next to you, and you're her recovery. You know what God said about her. You know it. Keep being nice to her. Don't be annoyed by her low downness. Don't be annoyed by her stretchy muchness. Don't be annoyed by her statements and implications.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that Jesus came and recovered us when he didn't know us? Then why can't he send you out to recover people you didn't know? You didn't know her before you moved on that. You will see, we can't find ourselves being annoyed. We can't find ourselves being impatient. You like Mr. Shikowski? God told me you're going to get saved, and you got to next Wednesday. No, 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 sis. No, 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 sir. It's the setback. It's the predetermined decision to keep loving the hell out of Mr. Shikowski.
Yes.
Keep loving her. Yes, she mean. Yes,
yes.
She mean and low down. Keep loving her, sis. Keep loving her,
right,
sir. Don't you know souls need to be recovered? Daughters need to be recovered. Husbands need to be recovered. Jobs need to be recovered. Destinies need to be recovered. Purpose needs to be recovered.
Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, I dare you to go to work. Oh, and be rid of it. Be the recovery. Be like the God that recovers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, exult in hope. Meaning that if things, the Bible says, that hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have this hopefulness. And what this time, what this tribulation, what this delay does, is try to put water on your hope, meaning to doubt it, to put it out, to minimize it, to make you feel embarrassed, to make you ashamed that you ever hoped in what God told you. He said, but if you're going to recover, do you know you should have exuberant joy about your hope? You should be filled with joy about the hope you have, about the expectation. He said, have hope, but have joyful hope, meaning, oh, yeah, this is the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back Wednesday and say, oh, yeah, Mr. Shikowski, this is the day. And you go back 3 Wednesdays from there, and you say, oh, yeah, this is the day.
That's it.
6 months from that Wednesday, you say, oh, yes,
this is
the day, because my hope is not daunting. My hope has the joy of expectation in the God that cannot lie. Because they were enslaved, but they were enslaved and they were used to that was a brand new difficulty. That new difficulty. The kids, they could hit this. And so they were so overwhelmed with the new difficulty that they could not hold on to hope. They were so overwhelmed with the new situation. See, the last five disappointments, you had settled into them. Your husband left. Your dog ran away. The lights went out. They towed your car, and they tore up your grass. And you had settled into that. You had said, okay, Pharaoh, we just gonna make bricks, even though you don't give us the material. You had settled into that. But then when the wilderness came, because they did not have the recovery strategy, because they wouldn't lock in to what Holy Spirit was telling them, they became overwhelmed, somebody say, with the new difficulty. And that's why God is having the prophet speak, and that's why God is unlocking the revelation, because some of us, because of the last 18 months that have hit this globe, are facing a new difficulty, and it's a new difficulty that's trying to make you hopeless. It's a new difficulty that's trying to make you impatient. It's a new difficulty that's trying to move you from your place of resolve. A new difficulty. Another racist boss. Y'all don't hear nothing I'm saying. Lord have mercy. A racist boss got fired, and the next one is more racist. See, it's the new difficulty God that God's giving you strategy about. He said, I'm telling you right now, I am the God that promised. And if I had not intended on giving you what I promised you, I would have never said it, daughter.
Praise him.
Be steadfast and be patient. Yes. Hallelujah. Don't measure your situation. Don't think the word is shorter than your difficulty. God said there's a new difficulty that's pressing up against some of us. That's a new pressure. There's some new stress. There's some new financial stress that's pressing up against you. You was believing God until this last thing, and you said, God, I'm out. He said, no, be steadfast. Don't get annoyed. Don't get annoyed. Don't become anxious. Do you know anxiousness? He said, be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication. Do you know God will take you right back to the word? He said, stop. I see you getting anxious, and you're becoming impatient. You're not praying. You're not using that joyful expectation. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they said at the housing department. I don't care what they said at the finance company. I don't care what they said at human resources. I don't care what she said. I don't care what he said. I don't care what they said. Because I know what God said. Oh, my God. He said, this is the strategy. Oh, my God, for the new difficulty. Oh, my, there's some of us. There's a new pressure. You're not just waiting in the McDonald's line. Then you went to get gas and had to wait there too. See, you made it through the McDonald's line, but at the gas station you lost it. Y'all don't want to hear nothing Holy Spirit is saying. Yeah. But let me tell you something. If you be steadfast, go ahead and say, God, you know what, you're right. I'm getting so annoyed with this boy. I say, you got one more. Lord, I was getting so annoyed at this job. I was getting so anxious because I got just enough money for the next 35 minutes. And I could feel anxiety. But you know what, God, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to believe everything you told me. And instead of that anxiety, instead of that annoyance, I'm going to pray constantly.
All right.
I'm going to let a joyful expectation be my portion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is strategic. God is strategic. And he has blessed us tonight with a strategy. Romans 12:12, meditate on it. Know it and read it. Let it become your food, especially if you're in a new difficulty, especially if you're under a new pressure, especially if you feel yourself becoming annoyed, especially if your real concern is God is not a man that he should lie.
Lord.
He is not the son of man that he should repent. God said it. He's going to make it good. Use his strategy. Use his word and be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are going to read this word and we will be done. Rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, God. I thank God for that word. I thank God for that word. The woman of God released on the night. I thank God for Romans 12 and 12. She said, be steadfast in tribulation and stay in, and be in prayer. Oh, my God, I thank God for that. Is there anyone that would like to speak that's on the line? Because we saw those of us that was looking on Facebook, the Facebook Live. But if you would like to speak, please speak now.
All I can say is amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
And amen. The word on tonight, this is one of these moments where I can truly say, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God again. Because beginning in January of this year, there was a new pressure, as the woman of God said. There was a new attack, as the woman of God said. And I started telling the people on the job to give me an F and give me a P. And they were like, what is she talking about? I would say, whenever things would try to annoy me or whatever things would try to happen, I would say, give me an F, give me an F. Okay, give me an F. And it was for flexible, be flexible, be flexible. And then when they would get, you know, start trying to get on various things, I said, give me a P, give me a P. And it was for patience. You know, be patient with me as I'm patient with the things that I'm dealing with. And so this new pressure and this new thing was microaggressions and it was micro inequalities that I was dealing with. And so when they're happening from the times when I worked with the 10 white men, that was something. But then when they start learning how to put the white lady over you, and then now it's another race. And so another way of saying prejudice is they call it now microaggressions and micro inequalities instead of just calling the person a racist or a sexist or whatever. And so as I was learning from God to go to his word and to pray, as the woman of God said, he had me minister on how Moses had to have Ur and how he had to have Aaron on each side of him to hold his arms up, because it's so powerful that when you get frustrated, you don't want to hold the rod, you want to throw the rod. But God will tell you, no, I'm going to send you someone or send you my word to help you to be patient. And so I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, hallelujah, for this confirmation from January that God sent me in July. And I just thank God, because his timing and just teaching us how to trust him. I could go on and on, but I won't. I just want to say to Dr. Serena Wright, thank you for obeying God for such a time as this, because I thank him for this word that I needed. It's personal.
Yes, amen, amen. That was truly a personal word on tonight, because Dr. Serena Wright hit it in every category, from the son to the daughter to the job to the stranger to everything. That she, the word left nothing out. That one verse, Romans 12 and 12, covered a multitude. Just steadfast and patient. Our Lord knows I need to be more patient. I need to be steadfast. I thank God. Also, I touch and agree with the woman of God, Apostle Elect Cecilia. That word was a mighty word that needed to be released on tonight. I received that word. With everything going on in the natural realm as well as the spirit, I received that word. I'm going
wanted to see if Dr. Wright is on the phone now. Dr. Wright, are you on the phone? Okay, well, we know that she was on Facebook Live, and I just want to know, is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to speak on tonight? All right, well, we thank you all for listening. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget to come back on this Friday. Hold on. This is Dr. Wright. Yes, Dr. Wright.
Girl,
I still got Blog Talk.
I
got Blog Talk on right now. So would you like to have any final words, Dr. Wright?
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. I'm so glad I called. Listen to all of the Blog Talk listeners and even those that will listen in the archives. I just would never, it would be remiss of me to not mention to you that you may be listening to this 100 years from now, but realize that God had you in mind. He wanted the revelation of this word to bring you through this place of difficulty and have you to resolve and predetermine that you are going to believe God and recover from that place. God loves you, and so do we. Back to you, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I just want to say this because I was once told the best story could ever be told about a person is when somebody else tells a story about you. On tonight, we learned about being steadfast. We learned about being honest. So I honestly want to say I thank God for allowing the woman of God to release her book. Her book has been released. And I just want to put it out there that the woman of God can give you the information about her book. She didn't bring it up. I want you to know, myself brought it up along with Apostle Elect Cecilia to let you know that, as she taught on tonight, delayed don't mean denied. So it has been released into the atmosphere. Go ahead, woman of God, give out that information, please.
The book can be purchased on Amazon.com. It is The Last Rx, the last prescription you'll ever need. Prescription Rx, the last Rx you'll ever need. The last prescription you'll ever need. Amnon and Tamar, if you put the last Rx in the Amazon search bar, you will see the book there. And we are just so grateful. God has been just so faithful to us. And let me tell you, I do want to say this. The Blog Talk family, Apostle Alex, Cecilia, and Sheila and Sylvia have consistently, faithfully encouraged me, pushed me, asked me about the book. I mean, they have been consistently faithful, and I do not want to have that to be glossed over. It's nothing like someone encouraging you in the Lord. And so I just thank God for them. But the book is on Amazon. It came right before, days before my birthday. I was through the best birthday ever in life. But we have worked so hard to release what God has given us. We will be talking more about that, doing more live broadcasts about the book and its content. Bless yourself and read it, not only because I've written it, and this is the honest to God truth, but because God is speaking. There are many prophetic voices, many teachers and pastors and evangelists and apostles that are speaking from the oracles of God, and you want to hear what God is saying. So it is the last Rx, the last prescription you'll ever need, Amnon and Tamar, and my name is Serena, C-Y-R-E-N-E, right? It is on Amazon.com. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, woman of God. I'm going to give the final remarks, and then I'll let the woman of God, Dr. Wright, pray us out. So don't forget, this Friday is the second Friday of the month of July. Please tune back in and listen for Apostle Prophet Antoine Thomas from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's your star choices. Please tune in on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time or 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear our very own Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser with Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser as her co-hostess. We want to tell you that we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Please come back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and our speaker will be Servant Pastor Troy Thomas. So at this time, I'm going to give it back to the woman of God to pray us out, and you all be blessed.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now, God, that you are the ultimate strategist. God, even when life has found us in a place of difficulty, we find ourselves in life in a place of difficulty, that you still give us strategy so that we can recover. God, we thank you right now that in any place that we have become impatient or annoyed, any place where we have started to let anxiety overwhelm and contaminate our genuine concern, God, we remain in that place of steadfastness. God, we will let the hope of your word, God, fuel us as we stay constant in prayer, knowing that those things that you have promised that we shall surely see them. We thank you for this and all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night, Blog Talk.